Well, hello and welcome to Watch for Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on TV we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. What's going on with you?
Oh, not much. We're going to recap the ballot today, which should be fun and spirited. Join us on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappins to get video, read our free newsletter, ad-free listening, bonus episodes. We did a trailer trash of Orange County. The 20th season starts right after July 4th. I think it's July 9th. So go join us there. There was, you know, yesterday was a tough day in the world of Bravo because it was officially announced that Ladies of London went on pause, which is like 100% not acceptable. But it turns out it was a doubly tough day. I'm assuming you heard about this already, Ronnie, by now this morning, that Lady Martha Sitwell's beloved bird, Hecate, has passed away. So Hecate died yesterday, and she put up a post today where she's totally bereft. Did you see this, Ronnie?
Yes, I love talking about sadness right at the top, man.
It's a bird. This will be the least sad thing we'll talk about today. I'm going to tell you that much.
No, the bird's your baby. That happens.
The bird. So RIP to Hecate. This is a Bravo celebrity and it needs to be addressed. Yeah. Second of all.
So sad. Sending love to Martha.
Absolutely. Did you also see the rumor that exploded out today of why the true reason why Ladies of London was canceled?
Yes, that Margot was suing them because of her edit.
Yes, that is the rumor. There's some British guy who got onto TikTok or Threads and was like, the real story is that Margot and her husband didn't like the edit and they're fake. They're fake. Everything they do is fake and they're suing the network and the network didn't want to deal with it. And then he's also alleging that Margot's comments were actually significantly more homophobic than we saw. And yada, yada, yada. So that is the real reason why it's not going forward. Do you think there's any truth to this? Or do you think it's just someone having a moment on the internet?
I wouldn't doubt if that was true. She seems like the type to say whatever she wants and then be like, everybody's mean to me. I'm going to do them. Very Leah McSweeney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Margot's, the Bravo docket went to go snoop and Margot's Instagram has been wiped. So it's not there. So I don't know. I feel like it's not the craziest conspiracy theory. And it really would make sense if her homophobic remarks were way more severe than what we saw on screen. That would also make sense as to why there was actually such a huge reaction, because we had seen that she was like said things like, you're weird, you're a freak. And that's kind of like it. And Mark had a really big reaction to it. And we're like, wow, but we get it, you know, triggers, etc. But if she had been actually way more over the top with her homophobia, then his reaction actually makes even more sense. And the whole cast reaction makes sense. And then also probably her panic attack makes sense as she realized she just did that on national TV. And then the subsequent suing makes sense. So I'm going to
Fire her. I mean, just fire her. She's going to sue you anyway. I mean, what's the difference? The season already aired. If she's suing over that editing, then she's still going to sue you. What does getting rid of the whole show have to do with anything?
I don't know. But maybe the pause is just the pause while they figure out the Margot situation and then they'll press play again. One hopes, one dreams.
Margot sucks.
Speaking of things on
whether pause, or not any of this is true, Margot sucks. Okay.
She does suck.
Down with Margot.
Speaking of things on pause, let's talk about some people whose lives have been on pause, the cast of The Valley. So we are here today with a very spicy episode full of chippiness and arguing and all the good things that we come to expect from these sort of people. Am I right? Wow. Am I right?
Here we go. The Valley, season 3, episode 13. Liked and loaded. Uh-oh. It's a fight about likes on the internet. Guys, the Real Housewives reunions do this. And yes, they get 3 episodes to do it. But then it's done. You know what I mean? How long are you going to fight about likes the show. Get it together, the Valley. My God, you're going to fight about likes on the internet from a story that happened in your lives over 2 years ago. Come on.
Mm. Yeah. So we are still on the group trip. And the Tamapalooza has now moved indoors to one of the suites. And it's sort of winding down, I should say. Everyone's sort of grabbing some drinks and everything to migrate. And then they go to the suite, sorry. And Janet, I think my main number one frustration this entire episode is that this scene opens essentially with Janet saying, "Who wants to play Pizza Box? It's a game." And Jasmine's like, "What is this trash?" She goes, "You know, Pizza Box." And I sat there and I watched this scene and I watched Lala derail the Pizza Box game to basically start the fight that then set the entire episode in motion. And we never circled back into what the hell Pizza Box is. What is Pizza Box? I want to play Pizza Box.
I would play no game that Janet brings up. I would be Danny in this situation. Like, I ain't playing Pizza Box. Have fun.
I really want to know about it.
I have no idea what game Pizza Box is, and I'm shocked that you don't know.
Well, that's why I want to know.
You're the authority.
I want to know about Pizza Box. Tell me about Pizza Box. I couldn't find anything, some research about it. Some like AI says it's a classic DIY coin and marker drinking game to upcycle craft products. I don't know.
Projects and commercially produced tabletop games. Whether you want to repurpose an empty takeout box or buy a commercially produced pizza themed game, there are several exciting options to explore. The coin and rule game. A classic party where everybody places their drink on the pizza box, circles it, and writes their name. And then players take turns flipping or bouncing a coin onto the box. If it lands on a blank space, they write a new rule or dare on that spot. If it lands in someone's circle, they have to complete the tax. The task. The tax.
Wow. Gosh. Okay. So maybe that's all it was. All right. Well, okay. Well, now I know. Now I understand.
Sounds like a Janet game to me.
So they are Janet is setting up Pizza Box, and then Jasmine's very happy because she hasn't played games with Janet in like 5 years because she got disinvited from game night, I guess. So she's also excited for Pizza Box.
Yes, Jasmine is now Team Janet, inexplicably. So that's where Jasmine is. And Luke's like, I got some cookies and then went to Kristen and brought her ginger ale and ordered her room service. Is she better? He's like, no, she's just trying to fall asleep. So let's party.
Yeah.
Luke never learned his lesson in this marriage.
Yeah. The vibe right now in this room is like pretty chill and pretty happy. The vibe is kind of like, okay, like whatever, we're going to have a fun night. Like it's sort of after hours. We're sort of winding down filming for the day. Let's play Pizza Box, eat some of these oversized cookies that Luke brought in, and everything's fine. So Lala's like, no, this is not going to stand. We're on a reality show. We have a job to do. Okay. Which is we're going to fight. And I'm going to start with Danny.
Yeah, so she does. She's like, Danny, are we ever going to forgive? And he's like, I've already forgiven her. I've already forgiven her. And Janet's like, does someone have a pen? And she's like, no, you haven't. It doesn't seem like you've forgiven her. He's like, I have. But you don't feel like you went for them on social media? Oh, for Christ's sake, Lala. How many people have you gone for on social media? Who cares? And Danny's like, no, I never said anything to him on social media. Look at my teeth.
By the way, and this actually, Lala started this line of questioning because Danny made a large proclamation. I am not playing that game. So Lala's like, really? When are you going to forgive? So
I don't want to play Pizza Box. Oh, really? So when are we going to let it go? Someone's not playing Pizza Box. Why don't you just cut off a head and throw it into the streets?
So Lala is like, but you didn't like the comment about cucking. And Danny's like, cock. She's like, yeah, cock. He's like, wash cucking. I don't even know what cucking. By the way, Danny 100% knows what cucking is. I'm sorry. He definitely knows. And Lala looks it up. You know, she's like, she's talking to us and she's like talking to Sue, the digital assistant. And she's like, okay, what is cucking? Oh, it says cooking. That, by the way, that was the most Sue thing of all, to do that. Like, so cooking. Okay, well, it's a thing when me and your Aunt Pat, we get together in the kitchen, we make you beautiful dinners. That's cooking. Like, no, cooking, not cooking, Sue.
Even Google doesn't know. And Siri's like, what the fuck? Oh, it's cuckolding. A specific sexual fetish centered on a partner's infidelity, eroticized humiliations, and submissions. I just don't see it. It sounds like something Danny and Nia would be into. Which, of course, is going to be fine for her to say, because it was just a joke. Just like the term is. The term doesn't literally mean, wow, you like to watch your wife fuck other people. It's like a stupid term that's come on when that guys use to call other guys wussies, basically. Like, stupid cuck. Usually it's like a political right-wing thing, where it's like a Republican calling a Democrat like a cuck.
Yeah. So Dan, which is why it's surprising that Danny's like, I've never heard of that. Yeah, so exactly. Which is why I'm like, I don't think that's true, Danny. I think you've heard the term cuck. Yeah. Danny's saying that Janet's a liar. And so Lala's like, well, I wouldn't go that far. As an outsider coming in, and Janet's my friend, I could gain some clarity. That would be nice, because Janet, he claims that he doesn't like anything on social media about cucking or whatever. And there have been like comments that other people have made on social media spreading hate to Janet and her marriage. And like, you've gone and liked that. You know, you've liked all the cucking things. And Danny's like, 100%. I was liking all sorts of things. But like, I don't know what you're talking about with the cucking and such and things like that.
And she's like, well, the internet's not your friend, Danny. And he's like, Lala, do you want to keep talking about things that don't have anything to do with anything? She goes, why are you squaring up with me, Doc? And he's like, because you squared up with me, homie. It's like, oh my God, two white people. Just stop with this. Lala still doing this. Why you want to square up with me, dog? No, Lala. And then Danny just following right along. Come on, homie.
So
you're Lala, embarrassing. You're both embarrassing.
Lala's like, no, I didn't. I'm just asking for clarification. And Janet's like, oh, you want to see a screenshot? I love Janet's just got her screenshot ready. She's been waiting for this all season. She's like, I took a screenshot of that like, and I have it readily available in my bookmarks folder for this exact moment. So Nia's like, Daniel, pause. She's literally just asking questions. Well, he's obviously triggered. And Danny's like, I'm triggered by this, he says loudly in a very triggered way. So then Jesse is like, wow, Janet says she has screenshots, so let's see them. So now the entire situation is escalating. And Jesse,
of course, calls this. He's like, of course, Lala's waiting until it's the end of the day and everybody's been drinking. And she's going to bring this up because she knows she can get anybody off their game right now. And she's the most strategic person I've ever seen. And it's true. Mm-hmm. But Lala's also just like very bored at work. You know, and she's like, oh, my God, we have to get something done so I can go home. So...
Lala's professional.
Janet, bring out the screenshots.
I mean, my begrudging hot take is that Lala's been really good on this season, and she has like probed and asked the questions, and she's got like the shit moving along. And yeah, she is calculated, but like, it's like, but thank you also, because otherwise we'd be watching Pizza Box.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't know that this is much better. It's stirring up a bunch of shit that's been done. It's done. It's over, people. It's over. So Janet's like, here, you like this. It's a picture of Jason with clown makeup and me as a snake. And it says, Jason Caperna, you got some brown left on the corner of your lips from licking Jax's asshole, you fucking cuck. And you like that. Okay, well, your husband was licking Jax's asshole all last season. Jax, who was pretty much abusing his wife and is still being a fucking nightmare to his wife, who you guys still support. What point are you trying to bring up that's supposed to make you look good? And also, if you don't like people and other people write nasty things about those people and you like them, that's your God-given right as an American. That's what I say.
Well, Danny's like, well, that's ridiculous. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, Danny, you liked it. Just say, yeah, I did like it, because I was mad at you guys. And just like, that's it. Just let it be there. But of course, Daniel's like, what? You gotta be kidding me. I never did that. And so Janet's like, if I liked something like that about you guys would be like, would have like a fucking heyday over it. And he's like, I literally don't care. I literally don't care. Which is funny because Nia always says that when she's actually the most bothered. And Janet's like, okay, well, I said what your husband did and I got fucking ridiculed for it.
Oh, yeah, that's where we're at. Okay, fine.
And Lala's like, I'm just trying to understand as like a total outsider. It's funny that like Lala's painting herself as an outsider to this group as if she doesn't know every bit of gossip that's circulated around. She knows all the players, but as an outsider, as someone who came from like a faraway land, just trying to understand the way these Americans work, and like I don't, my customs and Lala Nesca, like that we work differently. I just want to understand and follow and understand these cuckolding kind of memes.
Before I ask another question, I just want to know, what side of the street do we drive on here?
Which side of the fork do you use, the part with the pointy parts or the stuff on the other one? Because I use the other side.
Big fork or small fork for a salad?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Zach's like, oh my God, what the fuck is, where's this coming from? And Danny's like, Janet, apparently. She's like, yeah. I mean, she goes, yeah, I mean, do you want me to send you the screenshots? Oh gosh. And so now Jasmine's like, Zach, you shush. And he's like, why am I shushing? She's like, don't, this just leads to other things, you know? And Lala's like, why are you triggered by me? Me asking a fucking question and getting clarification. He's like, oh God, you're just going on and on and on. And Jasmine says, well, yeah, but Danny, you did the same thing to me at 007. You guys yelled at me when I tried to give you a heads up about Nia upstairs. Like, I mean, you guys got to calm down. Like someone having an opinion or whatever. Like, don't attack everybody.
And so Michelle is like, she is here because Janet got a lot of heat and it was like very known to everybody that you were liking all this stuff. And Zach's like, but we all do that. And Jasmine's like, Zach, this is the problem with you. You defend, and don't do this shit, Zach. It's like, I'm not defending anybody. It's like, no, because you want to be, if you want to go there, Zach, don't get me fucking started, Zach.
So now Jasmine's going to make it about her and Zach going at it. And she says, you know, the problem with Zach is that Danny's obviously lying and, you know, she's trying to check. He's trying to check everybody else instead of yelling at Danny. Okay, but him saying, Danny, I knew you were drinking at my house. You don't have to lie about it. What does that have to do with this conversation? This conversation is about the Janet stuff from last year where Danny grabbed her butt and apologize and all that stuff with you guys, like with three scenes. And then Janet's like, your husband's a sexual assaulter. He's a sexual assaulter. And I was very uncomfortable in the pantry with him. And, you know, making him this terrible, like, rapist, which Danny, you know, again, for the millionth time, not going to stand up for Danny for getting drunk and grabbing people's butts and saying, get daddy a drink. Cause that is, in fact, disgusting. And he needs to be yelled at and shamed for that. But the fight is Janet taking it to you're a sexual assaulter over and over and over again, which she still is going to do it right now. She's going to do it again right now and does not care and is not sorry. So why should he be sorry for liking posts that call you an asshole, Janet? My God, if you can give it, you can take it. All of you.
I think the issue with Zach, just to go back to your first question, why is this an issue? I think it was mainly because they just had a conversation where Zach is like, I'm gonna call Danny out on his shit whenever I see it. And like here, you know, when it's like, hey, Danny, you liked a thing on the internet that was pretty shitty for you to like. And Zach's like, but we all do that. And so I think that Zach's probably right. I think they probably all like sorts of, you know, shit. But it's an example where they're like, see, but you're not like Danny's clearly lying about it. Because, you know, obviously there's bigger issues to play. Danny's clearly lying about liking it. And it's like one of those things where it's like, Zach, why are you letting Danny do another one of his little, like, his stupid little lies about, like, you know, drinking secretly at your party and this and that? Like, this is what he does. He has all these little teeny lies, like, edging, like, you know, and, like, everyone just sort of, like, knows it and gives him a pass. And so that's why Jasmine's getting annoyed at Zach. But, of course, it explodes into something else.
And I get that. I do get that. I do get what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. I'm saying that this doesn't have anything to do with that fight. Him taking a secret drink has nothing to do with last year's fight and then liking stuff on the internet. And he just said, yeah, I did like stuff like that, but I don't know what cucking is, which, okay. I mean, at least he admitted to liking the stuff, but claiming he doesn't know what cucking is pretty crazy. Maybe he just doesn't remember that specific post. I mean, I don't know, but he's admitting to liking
of the many that he likes. So then Zach is like, I'm asking everyone to have an honest conversation about how they actually feel. And Jasmine's like, yeah, but that's fine. And he's like, I'm like, nobody wants to be honest because like everybody's fucking scared. So now Zach is trying to go down his path. And Zach's like, I'm like kind of at like my wit's end, like talking about this stuff. Like people have issues with Danny. And instead of like wanting to say it, they're like using something else as the reason that they're mad. And like, well, we just like never fully get the resolution because like no one else will ever talk about it. And no one else wants to really have the tough conversations. Honestly, just say, Danny, you're a fucking annoying drunk. You're like the most annoying drunk in our cast. And this is a cast of annoying drunks. And like people don't like it anymore. So stop being an annoying drunk. I think that will settle so many of the issues.
Yeah, one of the things that annoys me about this still being about Janet is I'm so beyond that at this point. Like, at this point, I wish someone would just say, Danny, we hate how you talk to your wife. It's disgusting. You act like a caveman. Your wife is not here to serve your every pleasure. You act like a misogynistic fucking asshole. And you need to stop walking around going, yeah. What was he saying? Yeah, buddy. Let's go.
I did something else today. He's just so incredibly annoying.
Just say, Danny, you are an obnoxious, loud little person. Shut the fuck up and treat your wife with some respect. Okay. Yeah.
That is the fight. That is what we actually want to see on display here. So now, of course, Jasmine and Zach are fighting. And Jasmine's like, you sit there and defend. And what about me, Zach? I'm pissed at you right now. And Zach's like, I'm just saying, I don't do this shit. And Janet's like, I agree with you. And Zach's like, everybody is so dumb right now. So fuck everybody. Fuck you. Don't fuck Benji. I love Benji. And fuck you.
And Jasmine stands up and she's like, no, fuck you. And he's like, sit the fuck down. She's like, you sit the fuck down. Melissa's like, oh my God, don't yell at her. Sit down. Sit down, honey. It's like, don't yell at me. What you're not going to do is yell at me. Brittany's like, hey, don't yell at Jasmine like that. You love Jasmine. Hey, let me get some more glitter on your arm. Come here.
You're a cool guy. I'm not the problem because nothing is ever resolved because like no one ever listens to anybody and the group is fucking fucked because nobody actually gives any resolution. I'm like, well then Zach, say what it is, say what the issue is, and like let's work on it, because I do agree that like the Lala trying to make Danny apologize for a meme that he liked last year during the height of the feud with Janet is felt like a step backwards. I'm not saying that what Danny did was fine and like should be like, oh, like that's totally okay. He's allowed to. I'm just saying like that was last year's fight and like ripping it open is going to like, it's going to, and it does like, step into a world of toxicity that I think they were all trying to move past. But right now, it's just Zach has taken center stage by screaming. And
oh my God, just losing it. It's like typical Jack. He loses it too much and everyone's like, oh God, shut up.
Here he goes.
And Melissa's like, oh my God, what even just happened? And Janet says, where's this blind ass loyalty coming from? He's like, blind ass loyalty. I have issues with Daniel too, okay? And they're like, okay, wow. Then let's talk about it. He's like, I will, and I'll do it, but I can't even get to it.
Because you're the one who's, like, screaming right now. He's like, because people are screaming right now. It's like, it's you. You're screaming. If you have issues with Danny, just say it. So Jasmine now is like, she's now mad at Zach, and she flips him off. And then he's like, oh! And so he storms out of the room, and Melissa's like, what was the issue? And then so Janet's like, well, he's blindly defending this. It's never made sense to me. I don't care if you guys are my biggest enemies. What happened is clear as day to me, right and wrong. So Schwartz and Benji are walking Zach to their suite. And Zach's like, are there like more things that maybe I need to talk through with like Daniel? Like, absolutely. Have I decided to suddenly start calling him Daniel? Do I like to think I'm Nia sometimes? Perhaps. But you know what? It's like not fair. Because, like, I have to be in the middle of, like, every goddamn situation.
Hi, you put yourself in the middle of every goddamn situation.
You do. Sir.
And Tom's like, but it's my birthday, man. Where's the love? Where's the kumbaya? Where's the happy birthday? Where's my cake? Do I even get a cake? Sometimes and so Zach's like,
oh my God, I'm trying to stop crying. I'm trying.
Tom's like, it's okay. Come here. He's like, I'm just like, I get like too fucking emotional. It's like, he's like, it's okay. Take a breath. No, I'm not saying this in a patronizing way. I'm just saying it in an ineffective and annoying way. No. You're not patronizing. You're actually the only person. Like, I don't take it that way from. Oh my God. Hug.
Because we're a throuple, right? Like, non-sexual. He's like, yeah. So, Lala's like, I literally asked Danny if there was any resolving. And he's like, no, could you said something about caulking? She's like, no. You've been liking things on the internet, and you said, what are you talking about? So, Lala goes over to where Janet is. And Janet's like, you see the semantics? You'll never be right. You'll never be right. Oh, God, so, Janet. Jesus.
So Brittany is in the fray, and she's like, Danny, you even like things about me. And I texted you. I said, I've never even started any rumors about you, and you did not respond to me. And he's like, no kidding. And I read Brittany was like definitely behind Danny and Nia's attack this season. She's been in Janet and Jax's ears. You were saying that. He's like, is that what I said? Yeah, you liked it. And then I said it to you, and you were like, whatever. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, because like when you like something, you like the entirety of the posts. Like, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. Because I guess he liked it was a reality blurb article, and he liked the full article at the bottom of the article. So he definitely did read that whole article and was like, I approve this message.
Yeah. And Brittany's like, let me talk. And he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. This is my first rodeo, guys. It's your third year. So, no, you don't get that. And Jasmine's saying, well, I didn't know he was liking stuff like that. Which, of course, you did. Come on. And Janet's like, well, I've taken accountability for everything I've said and done, but you don't have to take accountability for anything, you dumb motherfucking loser.
So Brittany's like, yeah, you went through the comments, you liked something that was also so bad about me. He's like, yeah, well, I saw comments that I was tagged in. That, but you liked them. Yeah, because I heard you guys were part of it with Jax. And you actually believe that? You actually believe what I said? Yeah, let's take down Danny. You actually believe that I meant to take you down? I was just being fun.
Please, Brittany, we saw the part of one of the things you're arguing this season is about the trip last year where you're like, how come they don't have to put things on camera and I do and I'm sick of it and you get him down here right now and you make him face the cameras and everything else. So you were saying on camera, yeah, you wanted, you were a part of wanting Danny to look stupid on camera. Now, granted, Danny was the drunk one upstairs napping, so I guess some people could argue that you had a point, but the thing that makes me crazy here is that all these people are saying, wow, you liked things on the internet, but they all have their own podcasts that they go and bitch about Danny and Nia on their podcasts constantly. Like, what's her buns? Janet has a podcast that she gets to go. You don't think she talked about this situation with Danny and him sexually assaulting someone and this and that over and over? She had that. Brittany has her podcast where she gets to go talk about how unfair everything is. Like, everyone has all of these outlets that they go talk. And he's liking stuff on Instagram. I mean, what are we going to have a rule that you can only, you know, say things if they're in front of you can only have feelings when the cameras are running?
I'm just trying to imagine their thought process here. I'm going to say that, like, in their mind, they're probably thinking, like, yeah, we have a podcast, but we talk it out. We're exploring how we feel, and this is our honest truth, and we're putting it out there. And then if you don't like it, you can counter, yada, yada, yada. Whereas Danny's, like, not really putting his truth out there. He's just liking these kind of more craven, nasty, internet-y things that are grosser. And then when you confront him, he's like, what? I never did it. Whereas we're putting ourselves out there for good or for bad. I'm just imagining that's probably sort of like that what they are that they are thinking is the difference there.
Yeah.
But they are for sure all shitting on each other at all times on the internet. all, like everywhere they go. And I guarantee every time they go onto a podcast, when the mics go down, they probably are saying things like, no, for real though, so-and-so is just the worst, knowing that that's going to, you know, affect everyone's opinion. So they are all attacking each other for sure. But I think that they just don't really appreciate, like, there's something kind of like sneaky and like more duplicitous feeling about like not actually putting your voice out there, but liking the random shit that, you know, like trolls put out there. You know, it's like almost, there's like a different vibe between creating your own hate versus co-signing troll hate, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, I look at it as, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. I just don't think it's worse than going on a podcast and talking about it, because they're going on podcasts and they're talking shit about him and they're profiting off of it. And he's co-signing all this other stuff because it's like agreeing with an audience who's agreeing with you. You know, if like someone says, Ronnie said something so fun on the internet, I'm going to like it. You know, now if they said, Ronnie said something fun and Ben's an asshole, I wouldn't like that because I'm smart enough not to. But if it was one of my enemies,
and also you also would not feel like I'm an asshole, Ronnie, right?
No. Well, yeah, and also, well, yeah, you're my friend, and so I wouldn't be like. But that's my point. Like, you're my friend. I wouldn't be like, well, that's not, I would be like, that's not cool. Don't talk about Ben that way. But if it was my enemy, if they were like, I like Ronnie, but I, you know, literally hate the protein diet, I'd be like, I like that. Because I also hate the protein diet. And the protein diet has done nothing but give me death breath and hard poop.
Let me tell you something. Even when people say shit about people that I don't like on the internet that are like in our circle, I don't like it either way, because it's just it's dangerous. It's like not smart to do it, because it always will be used against you in some way. It is really feeding the trolls. And Danny is a fucking idiot for doing it. I'm sorry. Whether he had a right to be annoyed, whether he like was just trying to boost himself up. You're a media personality and you've been one for like 20 years. Like, you were on the OC. You've been around the block. This is not your first rodeo, despite what you're saying. And like, you don't do that, because it will always surface. It will be used against you. And then you're going to look like the shitty person every single time. So you just, you know, you note it, you observe it, and you move on with your life and you chuckle quietly to yourself.
Yeah. I guess just suffer in
silence. Because let me tell you something.
And then just wait for Janet to come call you a sexual assaulter 20 more times.
Let me tell you something. This little index finger wants to hit so many shady likes all the time. But I don't. I keep it controlled. Danny.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I just, for me, it's like, it's Bravo, and we've seen this like fight a million times. And I'm never that it's like, it's the internet. Who cares? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of how I feel. It's like part of what you guys are doing. And he clearly hates Janet and Janet clearly hates him. So I don't know why anybody owes any apologies, because Janet's not sorry for what she did, for going to the extreme like she did, even though she says she is, like, she reneges on it in this very episode. So she's not sorry. Like, why should he be sorry for liking stuff that's like, Janet's a snake? Well, I don't care. Is it smart? No. Am I team Danny? No. I'm just not also this constant team victim. Janet, just holding on, coming on vacation, then holding on to screenshots. Like, you liked a picture of me as a snake that called my husband a cuck. Oh, my God. Who cares? I probably liked it, too. Mm-hmm.
So Brittany is like, so you're going to believe Jax over me. You're going to believe Jesse over me. You're going to believe any of these motherfuckers over me. And then Jesse's like, don't call me a motherfucker. Call me a broke motherfucker. Thank you very much. So Jesse, you know, she's like, okay, it's not even about you, Jesse. He's like, but if you want me to start on you, then I will start on you. Now Jesse wants to get in on the fight, and his only on-ramp is through Brittany. So he's trying, but she's like, no, you stay out of it. Okay, it's not about you. Okay. So Jesse, honestly, I could care less. It's not about you.
Yeah. And Jesse's like, well, Jack said he was going to take down Nia and Danny. And Jesse tells us that on Jax and Brittany's podcast, Jax talked about Danny and that he was going to expose them. And Brittany didn't stand up and say, come on, Jax, relax, come on. So she's at the very least guilty by association. And we know that she was coming in with him on this because of her plot last year of like, my thing looked dumb. Why am I the only one who has to put my shit on camera and he gets to go take a nap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Danny,
so Brittany needs to be more honest with her feelings too, because this is the second season where Brittany's like, "What? I don't like Nia. How could you say that? We all know that's not true." We all know it's true. So stop hiding behind your.
So Danny is saying like, "Well, this is, you know, that you were doing this when you guys were together." She's like, "Well, I know, but even then, it was like not me. You know, I did not do that." He's like, "That was 2 years ago. You know, everyone knows that Jax is a compulsive liar, and like Jax and I hardly even spoke last summer. So for them to even think that I was some part of a mastermind plan is completely insane."
Right, but you had a podcast together where he said that, and you didn't. You didn't come against him, Brittany, which is kind of the point. So Danny's like, "When that comic came out, you know, that's all I'd known, and I'm going to get tagged in things." And Brittany's like, "Talk to me. Talk to me." He's like, "Oh, hold on. I'm so sorry. Look, Brittany, I really like our friendship, and I apologize for that situation." She's like, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I think he was just in a place of hurt, and he wasn't ready to, like, respond to anybody yet.
Yeah, what? Listen, why are we still even talking about it, right? Let's go!
And Jenna's like, "Oh, my God. Well, then why are we still mad about what I said? You know, it's just words. Who cares?" And he goes, "Oh, just words. Okay, I need a breather. We're going to go to bed. See you mañana. Libra season. Woohoo!" So she gets up and leaves, and now Danny, it's like, and this is why you can never stand up for Danny, because he's still such a victim-y little prick. He's like, "Are you kidding? You literally left with Libra season? Woo-hoo."
So, yeah, he's like scolding her like, "Wow, like that was not the way to go." So Lala's like, "Why can't we like not have like a conversation with him? Like, because he's been in the wrong like lots of times too, you know?" And then Danny and Nia, they're in their own room now. And Danny's like, "That was insane."
"Yeah, I just wanted to make sure everything in there here was like calm and chill and not as intense as it was. And I was just like trying to like bring like a calmer energy."
He's like, "Yeah, but you weren't." Because, you know, his black beady eyes are there where there's like no pupils. And there's no like whites to his eyes. They're just like little black alien eyes are staring at her, you know?
Yep. "You weren't calming it down." It's a Danny move to bring her, get her alone, and then blame her for everything that just happened. It's you, Danny. It's your fucking actions that are confronting you over. And Nia's like, "Yes, I was calm." And he's like, "Not really." She says, "How?" And he says, "Because I was talking about every situation, and you weren't defending your husband."
Well,
God. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to defend my husband? "Yeah, you liked a comment calling you a cuck. It was hilarious." My God. Don't marry a classy person if you want them to be classy. Don't marry a classy person if you don't want them to be classy. My God. What is she supposed to do? She did stand up for you. She said maybe his feelings were hurt and he wasn't ready to get back to you yet, guys.
Yeah, and she's like,
"Well, I was giving your perspective in a calm manner."
He's like, "Well, I was very calm."
"No, you were not calm. Are you kidding me?
Look, see how I just shared that in a calm way. Are you fucking kidding me, Nia?"
So meanwhile, Tom and Zach and Benji now are back. Zach has calmed down. And Tom's like, "Well, I had bad vibes on my birthday. I don't like it. Oh." And they're like, "Yeah, by the way, Zach, what was going on with that outburst that you had? What's going on?"
Well, Tupac over there is like, "What the fuck with the outburst with that? What was that outburst, dog?"
And Zach is like, "I wasn't yelling at you. Like, well, like once I did. But like, wait, why did everyone leave? I was like hoping to continue on with the fight." And Lala's like, "Yeah, some people had to be put to bed, you know, because they were acting like a fool. So that means time to for bed. Like, you know, because you can't show your true colors, apparently."
And Janet's like, "Oh, God forbid true colors come out. They can't come out." So Jasmine's like, "Are you not going to even look at me, Zach? Like, what's the problem? Like, we fought. It's over. We're going to be fine." He's like, "In case you're wondering, I just had a full meltdown. Okay? Look at my eyes. They were crying."
"It seemed like you were on his side and you were defending him."
And Lala's like, "Well, I have to be able to talk to people about like things that I see that don't make much sense. And I feel like there's a weird sense of blind loyalty coming from you with all due. You, Luke, Kristen." And Zach's like,
"I promise there's not blind loyalty, okay? I'm not like blind to anything."
Lala's like, "Yeah, but I'm watching it though." Jasmine says, I just think it's weird that you defend somebody sometimes so hard, and you're such a good friend, Zach, and I feel like you're being walked over. He's lying to you, and he's doing all these things. Do you not think that I have an issue with that? Like, I did not know that he drank or whatever until the other day. And like, yeah, that's like fucking weird, you know? It's like, yeah. And then out of nowhere, like in the other room, Brittany just goes, Jasmine's right. And Zach is like, get out here, Brittany. If you want to say something, get the fuck out here. Okay, don't just do that. Don't scream from another room. Scream from inside this room.
And Brittany's like, we've been friends for 17 years. He's not never talking to me like that.
Janet's like, everyone's asking why we cannot move on from things, and it's because everyone's still mad at me for talking about things. That's why. I'm your martyr. And you know what? The thing that we can't touch. So the reason why we can't move forward is because everyone's still mad at me for talking about the thing. I'm the problem. It's me. I'm the anti-hero. Thank you, Taylor.
Janet. Because it's not just about talking about the thing. It's about talking about the thing, then talking about the thing, then upping the thing, then upping the thing again, then upping the thing again, then screaming sexual assault or multiple times at the reunion over and over after the thing had already been solved between the people that it was between, Janet. Oh, my God. She's like, but I just talked. Oh. So Tom's like, well, but the thing is resolved, though. She's like, shocking. So now it's the next morning, and Zach's like, whoops, maybe I was drunk. Maybe I don't remember how loud I was, but I feel refreshed. I feel justified. Feel great.
Yeah, had a great scream last night. And people are just having breakfast and stuff. And Luke is now settling in with Kristen, and he's like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I feel a lot better. I was like really anxious and like all sorts of feelings yesterday. It's like, yeah, I saw. By the way, saying that I care more about getting messed up than being with Kaya is essentially saying I'm a bad dad. And like, it really hurts when I hear it over and over and over again. It just like really upsets me. By the way, I'm going to get fucked up tonight. Is that okay? I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Again. Yeah. It really hurt when I heard that. So I left you guys to go get fucked up with our friends. Okay.
I've only gotten fucked up a few times the past few weeks.
That's how bad it hurt me. And Kristen's like, it's just so frustrating. Like, I'm trying to express how I feel. And Luke Howe somehow hears it as like, you're a piece of shit.
Well, also, it's like, I can't even call him a piece of shit anymore.
You're expressing it like, you're a piece of shit.
Every time I call him a piece of shit, he's like, whoa, I guess I'm just a piece of shit. And I'm just trying to express how I feel.
Yeah. So they have their, you know, cycle fight, you know, which they have every week. Which is him saying, you know, anytime I want to do something that's not with you guys, you freak out. And she says, well, I've never told you not to do something. And when you say, you know, I want to go get fucked up, that's something different. And he's like, oh, my God, why do you say that, Kristen? And she's like, because it bothers me that that's what we end up fighting about, because you don't sleep in bed and then I get upset. And he's like, but you act like that's always how it goes. And that's only happened a couple of times. This reminds me of the Stassi and Bo fight on Vanderpump Rules when Bo was new to dating Stassi and everything was perfect. And then they had a Halloween party and Stassi was ready to go to bed and Bo wanted to stay up partying with all the guys. And Stassi ripped into his ass and was like, is this what you think a relationship is? You think you're going to just come onto TV and party with all the guys all night and that's going to be your life? I know, bitch. Yeah. I go to bed, you go to bed, or you are not going to be my husband and we are not going to have children. So make up your fucking mind.
Yeah, she really laid down the law with that one. And Bo is smart enough to actually pay attention as opposed to Luke. So he's just like, Luke is doing this whole thing of like, well, I mean, it's just like, it doesn't mean I'm going to get wasted every time I go out. It's only been like 75% of the time, you know? It's like, I think we just disagree.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then over in the girl suite, Michelle is jump roping for no good reason. And Janet's like, I mean, of all the things that you could criticize Michelle for, saying that she's not motivated or like fit, that's like bonkers. And like, this girl not only looks amazing, but she's so active. And of course, this is like flashbacks to Aaron, who dumped Michelle for not being a fitness girly.
And Michelle, who's totally over it, jump roping in a hotel room on camera with her friends. So Danny joins Luke, who's fishing on the beach. Who does that? That's so annoying. You're just going to get a hook in someone's foot.
Feels like you're not going to get anything to go on. Fish. That. Like, shouldn't you go farther in? He just likes to hold
that. He doesn't seem like a good fisherman. He's just like, I'm going to stand right in the sand on the beach and just throw a line in the water.
Yeah.
Wow, so the line's already back at my feet. How did that happen? It's how water moves. Mm-hmm.
So Danny comes over and he's like, ka-ka, ka-ka. I was like, sir, that line belongs to Kristen and you're not allowed to take it.
And I know you just hear from somewhere behind them. On the balcony somewhere.
My people are out there. That's why she loves Danny so much, because he's the first one to actually respond to her. So Danny is like, Danny's joke. He's like, oh God, reel that shark in, baby. We got one on. You see them jumping out there. Look at that. Look at all those fish out there. Yay. Go get it. Let's go. God, he's so annoying at all moments.
Really? So Luke is talking about last night and how he left for 1 second. And then before you know it, there's two conversations going on. And Danny's like, oh, that sure got wild for a minute. Remember when Nia was pulling out her hair and chasing people around with a baseball bat, threatening to murder him? Gosh, we really need to work on her behavior.
Yeah, we really do. You know what? Like, Janet, she's the one who got a chance to go on a podcast and spread even more lies. That's my thing. Or Lala did. All of them do. And then he's talking about Lala just basically instigating the situation. And then up walks Lala. It's actually kind of funny because as he's going on about Lala, the camera keeps cutting over to Lala, slowly sauntering over to them. And like, he had so many chances to pivot away from talking about Lala. Like, she was in full view of him, but he still just kept on talking. And then she's like, oh, what's this going on? Podcasts and lies? What are we discussing? Misk? Come on, tell me everything. So Lala's saying, yeah, Danny loves showing off his abs and flexing. By the way, he's got a stellar body. I'll give him that. But that's a compliment. See, I do have something nice to say about him.
So she's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, just doing some fishing, talking about a little bit of how fun last night was and how it all ended on such a positive note. Let's go. And she's like, yeah, but you left. There was no resolutions. He's like, well, I've never had the situation in my life where I've had so much anger and hate for people, for two people. And she's like, you know, there's sometimes I go, like, I think Danny and Nia want the perception to be wonderful, and the reality is maybe not so wonderful. I mean, that's great, but coming from you, who we've watched fake shit on these shows for a decade, it's like, why are you the police?
Well, last night we did have an argument, and we talked about this morning because I feel like Nia didn't have my back fully in the situation that was taking place last night. And so we have a relationship where communication is strong. Basically, I don't see anything, and I go on the internet, and I find people who are talking shit about Nia, and I like those posts. And that way I get my message across. And when we're around other people, we're just like not going to unload our dirty laundry.
And she says, yeah, but you have an issue with Janet you won't let go of, you know, taking a word that she used at. On the boat out of the, let's just take the word that she used on the boat out of the equation. No, that's the whole point. That is the whole point of the argument. And he's like, well, how can you do that? Because Janet won't apologize for that. And Danny says, yeah. And she continues to do it. And she continues to talk about it. And there's some things where you can burn a bridge or you blow up a bridge.
Both ways are not good for the bridge, I'll have to say. And then Lala is like, you know, to sit there and say that, okay, well, she did it. Like, that's like not how I operate in any way, shape, or form. So I'm like confused by it. Lala, who carries no grudges. So Danny is like, I know, but you know, like, you don't know the full story. You weren't there when it was happening. That was one of the hardest summers of my life. My name was attached to words that I would never in my entire life think they would be. And that was because of her. And I do have PTSD and trauma of having that situation. I'm like, okay, sir, but you also, like, you were the one who put your hand on Jasmine's
butt.
You
did it. That's right. You did do it. The words sucked, like, but you also did do it.
It felt like Janet was speaking, like it felt like using the word sexual assault felt like overkill for what you did. Although technically it does count as sexual assault. If you put your hand on someone's butt and it's unwanted, that does count. It's just that what we think of sexual assault, I think more broadly speaking, is something that's a bit more like seems like bigger and more severe. I'm not going to even get into that. But like, Danny, none of this would have happened if you didn't do it. And quite frankly, coming off of last season, everyone who watched that season, I think Danny came out, no one was really looking at Danny as a villain last season. People were saying like, he shouldn't have done it, but he apologized. He made good with Janet. I'm not Janet, with Jasmine. And the fact that Janet was the one who inserted herself and then was linking him with the term sexual assault was really cruel. And it's kind of like, I feel like people were really largely on Danny's side. And so now he's like, oh, it was the hardest summer of my life. I was like, was it? I mean, it's not that it's nice to ever be, have your name linked to that, but like you weren't canceled last summer, you know?
Well, there are people who are on your side standing up for you, but there's always going to be people who are like, sexual assaulter, that guy's a sexual assaulter, which he was getting that too, you know? You can have 100 comments saying one thing, but then a few saying you're a sexual assaulter, and that's going to stand out, you know, when you've got kids and stuff. Now, that said, I'm really not sticking up for him for that, because like you said, he did it. You know, the problem was Janet taking that and using it for her own, you know, her own stuff, trying to get at Danny and Nia, who she hated. You know, it had nothing to do with like standing up for Jasmine or worrying about Jasmine's well-being or something like that. So Danny, anyway, is very, you know, his manipulative side comes out because he's like, I have PTSD and trauma from that situation, because Lala has set down the rules when Danny made fun of her being triggered, that when you bring up a mental health thing, that's it. You know, you don't make fun of it. So he learned that lesson. So now he's going to try it for himself and be like, I was triggered. She can't say anything to me now, huh? I had PTSD and I was triggered. Have fun with that. Can't say anything mean to me now, sucker.
I mean, it's really as rich, because I guarantee he's still going to make fun of Lala for saying that she's triggered. I still guarantee he's going around and be like, oh, Miss Triggered. I guarantee he still calls her Miss Triggered behind her back and off camera too. I guarantee he still is like, oh, trigger, trigger, trigger. And here he is waltzing in saying that he was triggered. So congratulations. Welcome to being a Bravo celebrity. And so he's like, yeah, you know what? I probably should not have liked those comments. And I was like, you know what, Danny? That's like, I love hearing you say that, because like the only way we can move on is like not you guys like, you know, liking, like, you know, kicking and painting each other's toenails. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But like letting go, because like, you know, it feels toxic to feel that for somebody. And anybody who came down to see if that was like, a, you know, by the way, I just wanted to see if you guys were fucking fishing, and clearly not. So yeah, he finally reluctantly is like, yeah, shouldn't have done that, which is what he should have just said last night and defused it in the first place.
So Jasmine's going to talk to Zach, because she's their friends and she doesn't want to have problems, you know? And so she's asking him how he's feeling, and is he hungover? He's like, nope, not at all. Not even a little bit. And she's like, you know, last night there was a lot going on. And he said, okay, the emotions got enough. They got the best of me, you know, basically, sorry. She's like, I was just trying to play Janet's hootie ass game. It's pizza box. She goes, game. I still don't know what it is.
Pizza box. And I like that Zach says, I was just like trying to have like a more structured conversation until like emotions got the best of me. There was not even an attempt at structured conversation. Shut the fuck up. I'm still in a state of mourning over my monster fridge. You guys don't even know. Shut the fuck up. Just trying to have a civilized conversation.
I know. I get what he means, though, as far as like, I want to have my conversation with Danny about the Danny stuff I saw, not have my Danny stuff dragged into your sexual assaults.
We had
stuff.
A scene.
We had a scene. You know, plan. Like, you guys are trying to make my thing about your thing, and my thing is not about your thing. It's about my own thing. So let me have my own thing. But then, of course, he can't do that because he loses his shit every few seconds.
Brittany comes down, joins him at the pool, they're just like, start talking again some more about last night. And Brittany's like, by the way, I love you, but you were so mean to me last night. You were mean to her too. And Zach's like, yeah, but like, you know, I felt that. I was mean because I felt that way. It makes sense now, right?
What do you mean you felt that way? That hurt my feelings. Because you were saying stuff that nobody was being honest. And like everybody was being honest but you, Zach. And I know you were drunk and that makes a little bit more emotional, you know. But like I don't think right now you'd yell at me like you did last night. And I know you wouldn't do that to me, you know. But I need an actual apology, Jack. That hurt my feelings. He's like, okay, 100%. I should have not yelled like I did. And I should not have been so over the top, okay. But I feel like you guys go so hard for Danny. And then when I've gone against him multiple times or been like, you need to look at your behavior, you know?
I don't feel like Zach has gone as hard for Danny as he has gone for other people, quite frankly. So Brittany is like, it's like, well, I could care less of my drinks. You know, I'll take a shot with him. And Zach's like, it's the hiding and the lying that's like an issue. And like, yeah, like tell Danny that.
I will, and I have, and I'm going to.
So now Janet and Michelle join Jesse, Tom, and Kristen at the bar because they're going to go into town to go shopping. And Nia's joining too. So what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. Janet's like, wow, Nia's coming. Oh, great. And Nia's like, well, last night was crazy. And sometimes I'm sensitive to energies. And I really don't want to be around Janet's energy. But today I'm going to be with her all afternoon, just staring at her face.
So then they all get in this van and Tom's like, you know, guys, I have to say, even if the trip ended right now, I'd still say it was great. Yeah, real great. Everyone screamed at each other. Friendships were continued to get, you know, maimed. And Kristen and Luke's relationship continued to inch towards separation. So, yeah, Schwarzapalooza all day long.
Yeah, and Kristen's feeling better today, so she's along, and she's left the baby at the hotel, which is crazy. And yeah. Jesse's saying, you know, a lot of people last night were triggered. And Lala turned to Danny and was like, I heard you like cucking. It wasn't about the cucking. And Michelle's like, yeah, it is about liking negative stuff about people. He goes, it just seems like a post he liked the fact that he called Jason a clown and her a snake. Like, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and quite frankly, sometimes it could just be about that. You see like the snake and the whatever, you're like, bloop, okay, like, and you don't realize, oh, it's actually more vile because I didn't read the caption. So, you know, those things do happen. I'm not ever going to try to be an apologist for Danny, but I do understand that. So Kristen is like, she's like, oh my God, did Danny really just like a post that was mean about Janet and Jason? I mean, so did I, and so did Zach, and like, so did everyone else with half a brain. Like, grow the fuck up. Who cares? Gaga. I don't think Kristen would. By the way, if someone liked a post that was like Danny and Nia or like pieces of shit, or whatever, some sort of like terrible meme, Kristen would be like, shut the fuck up. These are the best people in the entire world. You don't even know what you're talking about. In fact, I think that actually did happen. It's hard to remember what gossip has filtered through, but I feel like Kristen literally just went off on someone who's talked shit about Danny and Nia on the internet.
Yeah. Jesse says, well, Lala was a fire starter, and then Danny started heating up. And he is like, well, of course, but I understand why he's heated. Michelle says, but why? Why is he heated? She's like, well, he's understandably hurt and triggered. We're just going to keep using triggered now because we've learned that that's a protection word with this cast.
And Jesse's like, well, saying someone's a molester, no one said that. Well, they said sexual assault. And Jack goes, well, I think that would be a headline either way if I said it or not, because it happened. And people online were saying it well before I even said it. Nia's like, it wouldn't have been a headline without you. And Jack's like, well, you're welcome. She's so... Like, can you imagine that that's what her response is? Like, I know, like, people hate Janet, but I think it's, like, funny when she's just so cut fitness-y sometimes. I don't know, it tickles me. She's like, well, you're welcome. So Nia's like, she's like, well, she just said you're welcome for everything. Well, so obviously your apology was complete bullshit. And Tom is like, Janet, no, Janet, you didn't mean that. No, I'm a little boy. I'll fix it.
And Janet's like, you're acting like this wouldn't have come out if it weren't for me, but it would have been out anyway. So
it's not that it wouldn't be out, Janet. Oh my, Janet's just never going to get it.
And Nia's like, it's not about it coming out. It's the words, Janet, that you use. Like, you double down, you triple down. And Michelle goes, she is sorry for that. No, she's not. And it's really annoying that Michelle and Lala accuse Kristen and all of them on being on a team when they're clearly on a team. You know, it's like, we're going to talk about this. We're going to bring these screenshots up. We're going to do, you know, and Brittany. And like, there's teams on this show. And then they're like, how come you guys are on a team? You guys are doing the exact same thing. And Michelle, she never said she's sorry. So stop speaking for her. And Nia says, then let her say it. You know, don't speak for her. So Janet tells us, I think Nia wants me to say I'm sorry I made this all up. That none of it ever happened. And then it doesn't exist. No, she doesn't. We all know it happened. He apologized to Jasmine multiple times for it happening. Janet, stop.
Oh, my God. She's so frustrating. I can't take it.
Well, she goes, well, I am sorry. She's a
perfect example of somebody who's, like, having everything handed to her this season as far as getting a redemption season, but she just can't hold the ball.
That's funny to me, though. Like, that to me, that's, like, that's hilarious when someone cannot, like... They can't.
I think it's funny when it's someone I find amusing in any kind of a way, but someone with like zero personality and zero humor, I just don't like that on my Bravo. I need more from my Bravo people. Like, if you're funny and you're like really sarcastic or you give a lot during a season and then, you know, you can also pull the like, but I'm the victim and all of this. Like, for example, Real Housewives of Rhode Island. Love Liz. I love her. I think she's wrong 90% of the time, but I think she's just so fucking funny that she can get away with anything with me, you know, where someone like Janet is just like, God, it's like a 2-day-old pizza crust. It's just like, it's giving nothing. Just take it off the counter and throw it away. Like, just stop bringing it up to me. I'm not going to eat it.
Ronnie, I take real issue with saying that Janet has no personality. She likes Dave and Buster's. Case closed. She plays Pizza Box.
It's even Dave and Buster's for me. I'm like, oh, God, not a Dave and Buster's.
So Janet's basically like, she's like saying, look, I what I'm sorry for is that I got involved. I started speaking about it. It hurt Jasmine and Melissa, it hurt Nia because, you know, having her husband do that could be really hurtful. So she's sorry for, she said she's sorry for really speaking on it and getting involved. But she's not sorry that she spoke up, I guess, saying that it happened or whatever. So Nia is like,
Janet, tell me you're sorry if you really mean it.
And Janet's like, she's like, just stares at her. And Nia's like, exactly. So Janet's like, can we just get off this bus? So she gets off the bus. She's like, I'm sorry for some of the stuff I did and my delivery, and I'm not sorry for saying the truth. A+ apology, Janet. I'm sorry for some of the stuff.
Yeah, so
I don't know. I'm so amused. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm a terrible person. I'm like amused. I'm amused by like Janet's inability to figure her way out of the situation. It's just like Keystone Cops for me.
She just runs off fake crying and calls her husband. And of course, Jesse's like, there she goes, running away.
Yeah, she always does. That's fine. I'm not worried about it.
And Janet is on the phone like, they're being mean to me. He's like, babe, you're the best in the world. I'm sitting at home getting the balls in the ball pit ready for you. Just come home and sit in the ball pit whenever you're ready. So meanwhile, everyone else is like, let's have fun. So they start going shopping and wearing wacky outfits and bikinis and stuff like that. And now they go to a bar and have a shot of bulk. Is it called bulk? Bulke? Which is fermented agave. And they're like, bleh. And then Lala is, so now Zach, Brittany, and Lala, and they're talking about last night. And Zach's like, there were just so many conversations. Like, I don't even know what the whirlwind was, but I actually wanted to have a conversation with Danny. Like the other day when you and me went shopping for anniversary gifts, like we specifically started talking about my party. And I was like, you know, I know you didn't drink at my party. And you were like, yeah. But then I got home and Benji tattled on you. So you put it in a solo cup. So I don't appreciate being lied to. He's like, Danny's like, you're right. I did have a drink.
He's like, yeah, I don't like that being lied. I don't like being lied to. And Brittany's like, and like, nobody freaking cares. And he's like, I know that. I just didn't want to make an issue about it because I wasn't drunk. And Zach's like, yeah, but unfortunately, you made it a bigger issue. And Brittany's like, exactly. It's not like anybody will care. I promise you. And Melissa says, yeah, drink as much as you want. Yeah, it's not about that. Like, I just want to hear the truth. Did you or did you not at Brittany is go up to the gym and do a White Claw up there. It's like, no, I did not. Got to the footage of Danny taking a White Claw off camera to drink. I mean, this guy.
This fucking guy. So then he tells us, he's like, gosh, what are we doing? I'm not sneaking seltzers. I mean, whatever. And hypothetically, if it was me that left a White Claw in there, who cares? Y'all taking shots every 10 minutes. Yeah, but you're the one running away and hiding, Danny.
Hiding and then being super annoying as a drunk.
And then lying.
Yeah. And so Lala is like, you know, you just had one drink at the apartment, so there was that. And Brittany's like, yeah, Jasmine found it randomly, and I've just like heard like that Danny was the one doing it. And he's like, gosh. Okay, look, it's not an excuse, but last summer was hell, and I still have PTSD, you know, from like, of like, from who has my back, and like, who really is my friend. You know, I guess you could say I was mistriggered or something like that. And Lala's like, whatever, I'm getting in the water.
Yeah, Lala's like sick of this horse shit. And so he says, thank you for apologizing. You know, I just want to make sure we're on the same page because, you know, we have to go back and forth. It's not an attack of character. Okay. It's more like this is, oh, no, this is Zach saying this. He's like, you know, just going back, it's like not an attack on character. It's more of like, this is what I'm seeing in this moment or whatever. Okay, good. Are we good? And everyone's like, yeah, we're good now. We're good. It's like, oh my God, this is the most protective conversation I've ever had.
Yeah, tonight. And so, like, yeah, that's right. Tonight we're going to like celebrate Zach's highway to road ride. It's like, yeah, the first gay party in Puerto Vallarta ever, right? So now the other group, the miserable group, they go out to lunch and they're sitting down. And Kristen is like, so by the way, we were talking about Tom's anal fissures the last time we were here. Remember that? And we also get like a clip from like Summer House randomly in the middle of this. And they're really trying to like spread the Summer House magic touch on every franchise now. They're like, let's wedge in a clip of from 2019. And look, there's Kyle. There's Paige.
Yeah. So they're talking about diarrhea and how Jesse gets colonics. And Michelle's like, when I met him, he would do one once a month. So he tells us what a colonic is. It's exciting. It's basically this show. So talking about what a colonic is. So then Tom, of course, is like, I want to do a colonic with you.
And, I just always think of Shaw's The Sunset with Reza and MJ getting their colonic on camera. It's a very visceral experience. So Jesse is like, by the way.
Or getting their butts waxed on camera. Didn't they get their, like, butts waxed and bleached on camera? That one's going to stick with me.
Yeah. There are so many unresolved issues at this table. Shall we? Yes, then. And Kristen's like, well, Michelle and I don't have a thing anymore, so that's good. And Nia's like, whatever. And they're basically just trying to mediate the two of them. And so Jesse's like, well, aside from protecting your husband, what personally hurt you by what she did personally to you? And Nia's like, well, that's a good point. So with me, there's been multiple times where my words have been twisted into something that they were not. For example, the dinner at Brittany's rental house when I very clearly said, hey, this is what I've been through in my life. And then you took that and twisted it.
Which is not exactly what happened. It was like you were. Mm-hmm.
She was like, they were like, what was going on with Danny? And Janet was like, by the way, if there is an issue, if you ever need to talk about it. And he was like, there's no such thing as an issue. And it was like, whoa. It was like a much bigger response than someone just being like, hey, I've been through things like this with someone who has who might have an issue with drinking.
Yeah, not me. That was clearly Janet being like, well, I've been with someone who has a drug and alcohol problem. So when you need help, you can reach out to me. She's like, I'm not saying he has a drug and alcohol problem, Janet.
Mm-hmm. So Nia did not like that. Obviously, that's still bothering her. Michelle's like, well, I'm just trying to be open because I don't want you to feel blindsided because almost everybody in this group feels uncomfortable when Danny drinks, just so you know.
And she's like, so everybody felt uncomfortable last night? And she's like, no, well, not last night. And Janet's like, well, people were talking this morning in bed. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, you, Michelle, and Brittany, of course. And Lala, of course, you're always going to be talking. And Kristen's like, well, do you care if Danny has one or two or four? And they're like, nobody cares if he drinks. And Nia's like, well, you drink around other friends. It's never an issue. This group wants to make him a terrible human. And Kristen is like, and again, nobody's just saying what they need to say, which is, it's not his drinking. We don't like how he treats you when he's drunk. It's embarrassing, yeah, and it makes us worry for you. But no one will say that. They keep making it about the drinking while saying they're not making it about the drinking. And Kristen's like, oh, you know who needs to stop drinking? Brittany, number one, and fucking Jasmine, number two. And Nia says, and Zach. And Kristen's like, and Zach. All three of them are fucking messes when they drink. And immediately Janet whips out her phone and is like, click, 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 click. And we see, ding. And Brittany gets the text. She's like, wait a minute. Janet just said, guys, we need to talk. People are saying shit you guys need to know.
Which is definitely overly dramatic for what was happening. It was classic she Janet. Fucking just like stirring the pot. So Brittany is like, oh my god, it's an emergency. So Kristen's saying how like Zach made a lot of people uncomfortable last night. And so Janet is like, she's now texting all the stuff like, Nia and Kristen are willing to paint Brittany and Jasmine and Zach in a bad light just to protect Danny. So anyway, Schwartz is like, you really have to put yourself in her shoes sometimes. And she's like, I have. And he's like, no, she doesn't. There's no resolution here. Okay. This is not going anywhere. No, but I feel like you feel teamed up on, right, Janet? And Janet's like, I have nothing to say. Can we just end this, please?
Janet's like, whatever. Nothing to say here. I'm a victim. And she's tattletaling on everybody. And Michelle's like, well, can I say that you guys are both very hurt, and very mad. And Jesse's like, well, if Janet was so hurt, she would cry or express something, anything. And she's like, shut the fuck up, Jesse. And Tom's like, it's like Briggs, man. And she's like, he's a... What?
I always like that when someone says that to Jesse. Shut the fuck up. Go on.
Wow. So Tom's like, give her a break. And she's like, he's a dumb prick. And that's the reason he's $500,000 in debt, idiot.
He's like, deflector. Jesse, don't try to pay. I would rather honestly just remove myself than keep on doing this.
Well, you always want to exit. That's your MO.
Which is Rich coming from Nia. And Janet's like, well, I think that we just disagree. And I think that's what it is. And she's like, well, it's also the fact that she apologized and just took it back. Well, I apologize for speaking flippantly about it. I'm not taking blame for Danny's actions. She's like, well, who asked you to do that? That's bullshit. Well, it seems to me that you're thinking the headlines are because of me and the headlines are because of what he did.
No, Janet, it's because of your choice of words.
She's like, well, I'm not going to apologize for the whole situation because the situation wouldn't have happened if he didn't do weird shit, and he's still doing weird shit.
Oh, there she goes, and he's still doing it. And she's like, oh, that's bullshit, Janet. And Tom's like, oh, I'm going to go to the bar and take a shot. And Nia's like, oh, hopefully it's not just a runaway. And she's running away, Janet. And so Tom's like, it would be nice if you guys had one conversation. And he's like, yeah, I hope she comes back.
So now Janet calls Jason again. And Jason's like, I'm sorry, I'm just busy being really hot in bed right now. So I don't know if I can take this call. So she's like, if there was just a shred of accountability in these conversations, I wouldn't feel like I'm going crazy and that I need to step away. But what's triggering, is that Danny is perfect and you're crazy and it's actually all your fault, Janet. I actually don't even know if they're arguing about the same thing, to be fair. I think that they are thinking two different things. I think Janet is thinking that she's being accused of creating a firestorm on the internet. And Nia is upset because Janet was linking her husband's name with sexual assault. And I'm not even sure they realize that they're like completely misaligned and what they're even arguing over.
I mean, I think it's the same thing. Janet's just like, what's the big deal? It happened on TV and I talked about it. So what? And she's saying, yeah, a butt grab happened. He apologized for it. And you turned it into, you know, sexual assault over and over and over again. And to add to my frustration, while supporting Jax, you know, while your husband is still over there supporting Jax constantly, you know, so annoying.
Yeah, I hate that.
But that's the vow. For you. Mm-hmm. And Jesse's saying, well, maybe she needs some accountability and people might like her. And Michelle's like, it is my understanding that she has done that. I have to say, Michelle is a good friend to people. She is very, like, she's very loyal to her friends.
She is.
You know?
She is loyal. Good old Michelle Lolly.
That's annoying.
I guess we'll see how this shakes out. I'm going to assume not well.
Not well,
not
bitch.
Not well, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a dark situation, and they're all doing a great job. Great job, everyone. Looks like you're having a great time.
They need more. This show needs more. This does not need to be the same old Danny fight from last year. You guys need to do something. Anything. Get a life. Do something. Get a hobby. I don't know. Someone fuck somebody. So fuck somebody outside your marriage. No. Give us something new. This is crazy that we're still having to talk about this 2 years later.
Too many babies. Please. Don't fuck anyone. Don't fuck anyone.
And not having to do with babies. Yeah, be careful what you ask for. Do something not having to do with babies. Please.
I mean, hot take. I thought I enjoyed the episode again. I thought it was really good. I enjoyed watching them try to hash it out. And, you know, like something was going on. I liked it. But you know what? Guess what? I guarantee we'll have more of it next week. So we'll catch you on the next Valley episode, where we'll probably hit all the same beats all over again. So good luck, everyone. And looking forward to seeing the debate rage on the internet. Have a great one, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland. Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.